This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. In West Bengal, campaigning has reached feverish pitch ahead of the second and final phase of assembly elections to 142 seats scheduled for the 29th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally today at Panihati in support of party candidates. West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 92.72% in the first phase of assembly polls yesterday, while Tamil Nadu recorded unprecedented voting of 85.14%. In the first phase, 152 constituencies in West Bengal went to polls, while voting for the 234-member Tamil Nadu assembly was held in one go. In a stellar display of martial arts or prowess, Miss Dugi Lulu clinched double gold medals at the prestigious All India Inter-University Jiu-Jitsu Men and Women Tournament 2025-2026. A student of Dera Natung Government College, Itanagar, Miss Lulu represented Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh, as part of specialized 11-member contingent. She competed in the 57 kg weight category. She secured her first gold medal in the fighting system and her second gold medal in the Newaza event. Miss Dugi Lulu hails from Tol Village Powerhouse in Kripanyo district. The Arunachal contingent delivered a powerhouse performance from April 20 to 24, 2026, securing a total of 6 gold medals and 1 bronze medals. Alongside Miss Lulu's double victory, gold medals were claimed by Lankung Adam in 48 kg Newaza event, Kago Asung in 45 kg contact category, Biabang Popai in 57 kg fighting system, and Bikas Sungkurang in the 57 kg contact category. Adding to the tally, Chera Ado secured a bronze medal in the 63 kg Newaza event. On the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, today Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men have extended their greetings. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said, "Nation's Panchayati Raj institutions are the backbone of rural governance, empowering communities and ensuring that development reaches every doorstep." He called upon everyone to continue to strengthen grassroots democracy and work together for a more inclusive and self-reliant India. A new rare species of fanged frog, Limnonectes mortigil, has been discovered from Namdapa Tiger Reserve in Changlang district of Arunachal Pradesh. It highlights the hidden wonders of the state's rich biodiversity. The newly identified species, also known as the mud-nesting fanged frog, is notable for building underground cup-shaped nest beneath moist soil layers concealed under thick evergreen forest leaf litter. This unique nesting behavior, together with its distinct fanged jaw, separates it from other amphibians and provides new understanding of evolutionary adaptation and survival strategies. A 5-day in-service teachers training program for teachers from pre-primary to class 8 is underway at Hakum Hapa Hall under Netaji Subhas Chandra Bose Avasya Vidyalaya Ayodhya. The program is scheduled to continue until April 27, 2026. The training program was inaugurated by Papumpare DC Lobsang Siring. More than 200 teachers from government schools across the Doimukh block under Papumpare district are participating in the program. The primary objective of the training program is to equip teachers with updated teaching methodologies and enhance their understanding of key areas such as New Education Policy 2020, educational psychology, teacher behavior, classroom management, integration of artificial intelligence in the teaching learning process, and holistic teaching approaches. A comprehensive joint inspection of rehabilitation facilities in Likhavali, Lower Siang district was conducted on Thursday to review the operational standards and ensure adherence to prescribed guidelines. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.